12 o'clock, midnight. Time to let you know. We hope you'll keep on listening, but you better turn the volume low and listen low and listen. Listen to the best in radio. Shh.
Here come the girls. I'm Mick Novak. This little girl's gone rocking on KFAI.
Welcome to This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio Without Boundaries. I think I said FN. Why say FM if you can say FN? If you're just tuning into this show, it's all about female vocals and interesting instrumentals and cool retro commercials. And I don't know what, I brought in some production music, some production old commercial, I think. I can't remember what was in my bag. But anyways, it's all going to be good. And I'm going to start things off with some girls. We're going to hear from the Pearls doing You're Not in Love with Me from 1956.
I hear the voice of an angel calling way across the deepest sea. world with me. You bring to me. Just come with me
and clap your hands.
Just come with me,
say I'm your man.
Got the word on you, my darling. You don't have to lie for me. The mighty sound of an angel. So you're not in love with me.
Oh,
the voice that was calling me.
Oh,
you don't have to bother.
you.
Wow.
backup vocals always make a song, make or break it, but in girl group cases, it's usually a make situation. Who did we just hear from? Son of a Gun. We got Susie Starr doing Lover's Quarrel. It's on the Morgill label. Before that, Janice Ward with Double Crossin'. It's on the Monument label. Denise Germain and the Delmonico's with I'm Fed Up from 1961. Barbara Massey recorded on the Imperial label, also from 1961, with I'll Tell You in the Morning. And the set started off with a cut from 1956, You're Not in Love with Me. 1956. I think all my brothers were born by that time. They're much older than I am. Much, much older. I am young and fruitful. My name is Mick Novak, and you are tuned in to This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on Fresh Air Community Radio.
Support KFAI's web drive. Go to KFAI.org and become an active listener member and part of Worldwide Community Radio.
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the 7th Annual Pizza Luce Block Party, Saturday, August 8th at the Pizza Luce Uptown, 3200 Lindale Avenue. The Pizza Luce Block Party features 11 bands, including the Jack Brass Band, the All Rights, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, Kid Dakota, Maria Issa, and more. Information is available at the events calendar at kfai.org.
Join KFAI's Radio Rumpus Room in Freewheelin' Sunday, August 23rd, as we host Bloodshot Records' 15th anniversary BBQ at the Cedar Cultural Center.
It's the Roots Rock blowout of the year, and probably the next. A full day of Bloodshot artists, including Dino Waco with the Meat Purveyors, Ha Ha Tonka, Ben Weaver, the Dead String Brothers, the Bottle Rockets, Bobby Bear Jr.'s Young Criminal Starvation League, and the mind-blowing Waco Brothers with John Langford.
There'll be food, beer, and horseshoes. Yes, I said horseshoes. Plus an art show by the famed Yard Dog Gallery from Austin, Texas.
Doors open at 2. The music starts at 3:15 and continues till midnight.
Listen to Radio Rumpus Room Friday nights at 9 and Freewheeling Monday mornings at 9. Or go to kfai.org for all the details.
Bloodshot Records 15th Anniversary BBQ at the Cedar Cultural Center, Sunday, August 23rd. Don't miss it.
It'll be 5 years till the next one.
Charles Bullfinch, America's first professional architect, was born in 1763. Also, Ernest Lawrence, inventor of the cyclotron, was born in 1901.
Pardon me, ma'am, but have you finished all your dusting? Cleaned out the kitchen, polished all your floors, done the daily shopping,
completed all your mopping,
done 1,000 housewife chores, then just relax for a minute, take a breath or two, while sends this relaxing tune to you.
Anytime I do any sort of cleaning, I think of my sister, and I always call her and leave her a voicemail. She's like the clean queen. You know, she's one of those people that just walks into a room and has a sponge and everything just immediately becomes clean and squeaky clean. I mean, she's just got that in her. I can scrub and mop and dust and... And it's like, what did you do? It doesn't look any different. So, I don't know. Made me think of my sister when I played that little jingle. I wish she'd come home to Minnesota and come and clean my house. She cleans my brother's house. Why doesn't she come and clean mine house? Mine house. My windows need cleaning, Cheryl Ann. Come home. Clean my windows. Not now, it's raining. Come back when it's not raining. I'm Mick Novak. You're tuned into This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on Fresh Air Radio. Hey, my sister listens on the archive, and sometimes lives in Georgia, so it's way late for her. She listens at kfai.org, and she has pledged online there, too. She is a listener member. I can't even say that right. It's like out of pledge drive season, and I can't put my words together. So, you know, if you're listening on your radio and it's not coming in very well, you can always go online at kfai.org and listen there. We stream live, and we are archived for up to 2 weeks after our initial broadcast. More girls, this is my cover set. Mr. Novak came home with this 45 the other day, and it's on the hit record, and so it's kind of unknown people doing cover songs, and one side is Ode to Billy Joel, but the flip is White Rabbit. I'm not going to get to that one right away. We're going to listen to Ode to Billy Joel first, but the White Rabbit one was like, ears perked up. Went, what is that? So here's Kathy Shannon on the hit label doing Ode to Billy Joel.
sleepy dusky tail today. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said she got some news this morning up on Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. Shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. My brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it, and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Drop them into the middle.
Sandu Scott and her Scotties doing Hopscotch. Kind of fit in with last week's theme of dancing. And before that, we heard from Judy Cross doing the Duck Walk. And then a whole bunch of songs, people covering other songs, like Peggy Sarah doing I Dig Rock and Roll Music. Peter, Paul, and Mary are the ones that had recorded it first. The Chords doing their version of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit. And the Buddy Rich Orchestra, along with vocals by Kathy Rich, doing The Beat Goes On. And it started off with Kathy Shannon doing Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joel. It's This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. The show is here every Friday from midnight to 2 a.m., and it's all about female vocals and rain. And I'm wondering, if I got hit by lightning, what would happen? And I hope that that does not happen. I don't feel like it right now. And I'm barefoot, so that's not good. I'm not a shoe person. Anybody who knows me real well knows that. I'm not a shoe person. Don't really like to wear shoes if I don't have to. Although, after going to the foot doctor this week, I'll be wearing my shoes for a little bit. Okay, so here is some production music. And this one is for Pontiac, you know, the car. And so it's an unknown orchestra. I don't think there's no vocal. It's just called Pontiac, the breakaway theme. And it's the big band jazz rock version of this theme. And it's catalog number GQP1780. It's, you know, there's no label. So it's a private pressing. I'm sure it's just a Pontiac thing. So we're going to hear from that. We're also going to hear from Mars Production Library from Pepper and Tanner Incorporated doing They're on the Move. And then it's going to end with harpist Eddie Druzinski of the Chicago Symphony, along with, I'm not sure who the, I don't know who the rest of the band is. I don't know if it's the Chicago Symphony Orchestra or not, from 1967, and it's called Harpanova, and it's a printing press. It's called Bergstrom Paper Presents Impressions in Color, and this man had recorded the printing press and its rhythms and then somehow set music to it. So that's the last little intro that you're going to hear in this set. But here we go. It's a Go Go Pontiac. We'll be right back. So the sound of that press, that's what you're listening to, is a press at the beginning and the end of that song. It's the Miller 38 4 color at 4,000 impressions per hour. This is a groovy little record. It's a gatefold cover, and I was listening to it, and I thought I'm going to kind of read about it, find out what this is all about, try to find out who the orchestra is. Couldn't find that. Found out as Bill Walker is the guy who takes these presses and records them. And then in the front here, there's actual copy of what the presses print. Do you know what I mean? There's booklets in here. The name of the record is called Impressions in Color. And again, it's titled Bergstrom Paper Presents Impressions in Color. I think it's American. It's from 1967. Yeah, it says sales offices in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. So there you go. That's what that's all about. That's been sitting in my record pile for a while. Before that, we heard They're on the Move from Mars Production. And then we heard a little bit of another one because I'm not paying attention. Because this is community radio and I'm a volunteer and it's all about having fun while I'm doing this show. It's not about making it sound as smooth as it should. And then we heard the Pontiac Breakaway theme with the big band jazz rock group doing it. That was a lot of fun. I wonder what year that is from. I was trying to find the year on that, but I couldn't. Lots of vinyl tonight, so when you call me, and I know you guys love to call me, I'm and Facebook me, you know, Space Chat, I'm queuing up vinyl, and like there's things that are like 30 seconds long, and I'm doing the best that I can, but I always love to hear from you. So be my friend on Facebook. That's all I got to say. Find me. My name's Mick Novak. The name of the show is This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. It's here every Friday from midnight to 2 a.m., and it's all about female vocals.
KFAI is proud to join with Sue McLean and Associates to sponsor Cajun blues artist Tab Benoit at the Caboose Friday, August 14th. With all the makings of an American music icon, Tab Benoit has become one of the premier roots stylists of the century. More information about KFAI's presentation of Tab Benoit at the Caboose is available at the events page at kfai.org.
What can $25 do? Well, for KFAI, it pays for 10 minutes of running the entire station. For you, it pays for all the great music programming you hear every day. Go to kfai.org and become an active listener member today.
Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Do it today. So this record came into my possession. The name of the group, the name of the lady is Elaine Curzio. It's on Avant-Garde Records. And just from the rear cover, I'm thinking, this is going to be bad. And it is. And I think it's a Christian record now that I'm looking at all the song titles. Let's see. In sharing these gifts of song from God with you, we can celebrate life together. That's what it says on the back. Okay. So God is alive. He's not dead. That's a good thing, I guess. And she wrote her little liner notes in the back from April 15th, 1970. Elaine Curzio plays the guitar at St. Francis Community on West 31st Street in New York City as part of a liturgical group that comes together each Sunday to celebrate Mass as a community. And then it talks about all the other things she does, but we don't really care what else she does. We just want to hear this really bad record. I only listened to the first song on side two, which is the title cut. It's called Bubble Joy, because I just like the title of it. I thought, what's that song going to be about? So here's Elaine Curzio with the title cut, Bubble Joy.
Blow a joy, bubble up into the air. Show the world that you really, really care. Just look up and spread love, don't despair. 'Cause the world's in a wonderful way. There's a concert from birds that are singing in the trees, and the smile from a child who is bouncing on your knee, and the joy from a man who is really truly free. Yes, the world's in a wonderful way. Blow a joy, bubble up into the air. Show the world that you really, really care. Just look up and spread love, don't despair. 'Cause the world's in a wonderful way. There's a meeting of eyes that will melt your very heart, and the joining of hands that will never, never part, and the low, gentle voice from a very dear